This week's Parsha begins with the continuation of the saga at the end of last week's Parsha, and then goes on a bit to the war with Midian. And I guess in this day and age, reading it, it's all about our religious fanaticism. Pinchas, who got the Peace Prize, Brisi Shalom, for killing. And then we're commanded, Sororis HaMidyonim V'Kisem Osam, we're to kill the Midianites. Why? Because they caused the Jews to sin. And Chazal tell us, Godol hamachtio yoser meohorgo. Worse is he that makes one sin than one who kills him. This is a difficult subject to discuss these days. Sounds like radical Judaism. No, this isn't the portion that we go advertise out there. The world isn't ready to hear it. The first thing is that we have to understand it. The history of humanity is filled with religious wars. Today, of course, that would seem to be totally unjust. One would hope that if religion is to exist altogether, it's there to make us even more comfortable, to add a little bit of meaning to life, perhaps help us make the calendar a little more interesting, give people something of a sense of security. In a day and age where you don't have to defend your beliefs, in a day and age where you challenge someone's beliefs, you're a bigot, you're intolerant. Discussing this is a non-starter. The first thing to establish is that there's something called truth. The second thing to establish is that truth is not something you choose to believe in because it suits you. It sits well. But because there's a rational basis for it. But then going further, we're not so much into converting the rest of humanity. Unlike the other religions, we were not busy killing people. giving people the choice of death or converting to Judaism. In fact, we shy away from conversion. We discourage it. We understand that as Jews, we have responsibilities that the rest of humanity doesn't. But our truth, which is solid, our nation, which is a thinking people, a people to whom education, wisdom, is the supreme value. It's a value, it's an obsession. We understand that the truth of Judaism means that every one of our values is concrete, it's real. Creator of heaven and earth has taught us right from wrong. It's right, it's profound. It's reality. And when we give our lives for it, it's because we recognize that there are things that are more important than life itself. When Hashem commands us to get rid of the Midianites because of how they made the Jewish people fail, this is not your typical religious war. This is not fanaticism. We understand that nations go to war over who is threatening whose population. In Judaism, threatening our values is even more severe. Because our values are real. More real than life itself. And that has to be clear. This Shabbos is going to be the 17th of Tammuz. Unless Mashiach comes quickly, we'll be fasting on Sunday to commemorate that stage in the destruction of the temple. It also begins 3 weeks of mourning, culminating in Tisha B'Av. You know, we're back home. It's so nice. After all these years of being everywhere else. What are we still crying about? Physically, we're back home. But we said, there's something more important to the Jew than his very life. And that's our values. Oh, are we in exile? You walk outside here. I don't know what it is that reminds us more of the destruction. The last remaining wall, or all the ignorant Jews walking around not knowing what it's all about. On Tisha B'Av, people, they read Holocaust stories. They read about Jewish suffering. Sure, you can cry and cry and cry. But there's something even more tragic. And that is the current state of the Jewish nation. The overwhelming majority of Jews don't know what we're about. That's worse. That's worse. That's what Chazal established for us. It's worse than physical death. In the midst of this Holocaust, we've got to be partisans. We've got to find our way to go and change things. We can't be complacent. We can't sit by and do nothing. History will never forgive us. Certainly for us, that's the lesson of these parshas. Get it straight. It's not about religious fanaticism. It's about values being real. It's about living for something more than just practicality. It's not just a matter of our heritage and tradition and all those nice sounding words. It's not the fluff. Our values are real and more important to us than our lives. And Jews living devoid of values have to trouble us more than Jewish physical suffering over the years. That's the message. It's the message of the Parsha. And this has to be our outlook when mourning the destruction of Jerusalem. And let's not kid ourselves. The destruction is still here. On the one hand, it's more pleasant being home. On the other hand, it's so much more painful that we're back home. And look what we look like. Hashem's showing us. You're on your way back. It's up to you to make it happen. So let's do our job. Not just commemorate the past, but understand our obligation for today.